Hello, this is James Grovig on Unrestricted Warfare Decentralized.media. I was going to surprise you tomorrow on a documentary film I'm doing with Jeff Gallatin. Jeff and I used to work at American Media Periscope together. He's an amazing drone cameraman. He's was my VMix operator with back in the day to make the show look really high end. He's also a great film editor. He and I are working on this project called, it's a documentary film that's coming out some point this weekend. But life interrupts you. And the name of the documentary film is Noah's Eclipse. Noah's Eclipse, Deluge of Shadows. That's the name of the documentary. That will be coming out before the eclipse. But Jeff had a family tragedy on Friday night. His son, who he loved very much, died in a motorcycle accident at 32 years young on late Friday night. And Jeff and I had just driven down to an observatory in Charlotte County. And done some remote work with the observatory behind me, for the eclipse kind of thing. And that Friday night, Jeff had to call 3 a.m. He wished it was me. Of course, it wasn't me. I was sleeping, but he got the tragic news. It's all broken up. So we'll get the document out as soon as possible. I got other people helping out to finish it off. We're in the editorial stage, but everything's been filmed. So we're very close. Just to let you know, I'll give an update when this will premiere. But in that respect, I'm going to give you, I used AI for 3 minutes out of the entire 1 hour video, just letting you know. So I'm going to play part of this so you know where Grundvig is coming from as far as storytelling, because we are in biblical times, and here we go. Video one.
Consider the upcoming solar eclipse on April 8, 2024. This celestial phenomenon, a spectacle of nature that will cut a path across the country from southeast Texas to Maine, is more than just a marvel of the cosmos. It is a metaphor for our current state of affairs, a symbol of the darkness that has descended upon us. This eclipse will be the third in 7 years, tracing a trajectory eerily reminiscent of biblical prophecies. The first, in August 2017, blazed a trail over 7 towns named Salem. In Hebrew, Salem means to be complete or sound. Now, this year's eclipse will pass over 7 towns named Nineveh, echoing the ancient tale of Jonah and his resistance to God. The convergence of these eclipses forms 2 crosses over the United States, representing the Hebrew letter El, meaning the Lord over all. A perhaps of divine intervention of a higher power at work. But is it enough to awaken us from our slumber of fear and complacency? Consider the duration of this eclipse. Unlike its predecessors, which lasted a mere 2 minutes, the darkness of this eclipse will stretch to over 4 minutes. A short time, you might think. But imagine holding your breath for that long. Suddenly, those 4 minutes become an eternity, a near-death experience. This eclipse presents a stark reminder of the fragility of our existence, a call to return to the days of Noah, a time of rebirth and reconnection with our divine origins. It is a call to reject the false gods of fear and control, to break free from the chains of manipulation. But to do so, we must first recognize the enemy, the faceless global shadow government and its secret societies, the architects of fear and destruction, are the antithesis of truth and freedom. Their spells and chants have kept us in bondage, trapped within the walls of Babylon, the corporate superstructure that has enslaved generations. Today we stand at a crossroads. The paths traced by the solar eclipses mark an X on our timeline, a moment of decision. Will we continue to bow to the false gods, to accept the mandates and restrictions imposed upon us? Or will we choose freedom, reclaiming the divine right to free will that has been usurped from us? In the end, the choice is ours. Fear or freedom? The eclipse of April 8, 2024 is more than just a cosmic event. It is a symbol of our struggle, a reflection of the darkness that threatens to engulf us. But remember, even in the darkest hour, the sun will always rise again. And so shall we if we choose to embrace the light of truth and freedom.
So that's the beginning of the documentary. There are a lot of experts on this documentary film, including Alex Collier, including Major Jeffrey Prather and others that are really going to bring truth. It's not just a event in the sky. It's not just astrology. It is biblical, spiritual nature. It is the great unveiling, right? We're ripping now the shadow off. Remember when Jesus was hung on a cross and at the end of him dying, the skies turned pitch black? Well, think about that unveiling. This is what we're going through. Casper, great to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's amazing what's coming on with the events and everything else. The enemy, you know, I think we've taken the enemy for granted or because we lived within their system. Any thoughts on that?
We're obviously living in prophetic times. I've been looking at what's going on here, and there's also apparently billions of bugs going to be emerging out of the ground on the 8th of April. Possibly, you know, this is going to be the locust, the year of the locust going on.
The two broods of cicadas, 13 and 17 years, coming together. They only come together every 200 years or so. And they're coming out, and they're really located in Missouri and in Southern Illinois, which is like the heart of the path of the eclipse. So you have that. You have also the New Madrid fault line in that area of the country too. And so if there are any earthquakes or things of that nature, you're going to see the locusts. And what's interesting, I researched the word locusts in ChatGPT. You have to use it once in a while. And it's possible in the Revelation that word has been mistranslated from Hebrew, the original Hebrew, to Greek, to English. It's closer to being insects or cicadas. So it doesn't have to be locust per se. Continue, Casper.
Well, I think that as well as CERN, which is a, you know, most of the people here watching probably know what it is, but in case somebody doesn't, it's basically the European Organization for Nuclear Research, which is built over a very curious place, which used to apparently is considered to be a gateway to hell. And so, you know, they're going to be starting up the machine, the underground collider again. And I think that's pretty fascinating that they want to do that on the during the time of the eclipse. I'm sure that what can possibly go wrong with that? We got Luciferian scientists trying to basically find a way to bring a cosmic weapon. I think that's really what's going on there, that they can stop the Lord Jesus at Armageddon. And of course, that's never going to happen. But these are the sort of things I've been writing and talking about many conferences for years now. So, it's a very, very curious time that we're going into.
Yeah, it's very curious, CERN, for sure. And then there's also NASA, which wants to shoot three rockets. They call them sounding rockets, whatever that might be, right? I don't trust the story. Could be glare rockets, could be chemtrail rockets. Who knows what rockets? But they claim in their press release to shoot these three rockets over the path of the eclipse in the shadow of the moon. That is, you know, quote unquote, what they're saying from the press release. And I guess we're going to have to find out what actually happens. And then, of course, they've been chemtrailing the world, and especially the United States, for the past year, more than ever. Even in Florida, the Florida weather has been the worst in 30 years. No one's remembered a winter like this, because winter in Sarasota and south of Sarasota to Miami is usually absolutely beautiful. It's dry, it's sunny, it's warm, not wet, and it's been none of those things. So we're in very strange times. Let me play the second video coming up. This video is important. I really want the audience to listen to this, because this is, if you think vaccines and nanotechnology are bad, wait until you hear this one. Wow.
We can even go further. One of the newest developments is that nanoparticulate matter can be stabilized for distribution. If you're not aware of what nanoparticulate matter is, it's that matter which exists on a scale of 1 times 10 to the minus 9th. Very, very small. Smaller than a cell. And we can manufacture materials that have discrete properties that can be controlled by virtue of bioengineering and their physical chemistry. To auto-aggregate, to be able to aggregate in particular areas based upon their biological and or chemical sensitivity. But now we go one step further. Most recently, just a few weeks ago, it was announced that you could then aerosolize nanomaterials, and go one step further, I can create small robotic units, controllable robotic units at the nanoscale, and that these two can be aerosolized to create a nanoswarm of biopenetrable materials that you cannot see that can penetrate all but the most robust biochemical filters that are able to integrate themselves through a variety of membranes, mucous membranes, and wherever, mouth, nose, ears, eyes, can be then uptaken into the vascular system to create clumping, can affect the vascular system of the brain, or can directly diffuse into the brain space, and these can be weaponized. And they can be done in such a level that their presence is almost impossible to detect, and as such, the attribution becomes exceedingly difficult to demonstrate. How much of this material would I need? Take a look. This is the front of my pen. This amount of nanomaterial, if be able to maintain and sustain with regard to its deliverability and aerosolization, could in fact affect all of you, or based upon where I come from, New York City, all yous. Look at this. Look at this. I'm carrying that material. Would you see it? Would I have to lug a giant weapon into the room? No, I wouldn't. And what if, in fact, I utilize some form of an unmanned aerial device or unmanned ground device as a delivery vehicle, something like a drone or a bug? Could I do something with that?
Wow, wow, wow. That is a recent conference called Modern War. Yeah, that's Modern War, all right. Casper, this is insane. You know, our skin is 80% porous, right? That's why Dr. Kiri Madeh, who you know, good friend of yours, good friend of mine, she recommends clay baths and other kinds of baths to, you know, detoxify the body. Now they get nanoswarms with these toxins. I mean, they're not gonna be anything but toxins going can penetrate your body. We're living in a very dangerous, dangerous time.
No weapon formed against us is going to prosper, period. That is the word of God. So that's what we're going to go with. And I've done numerous events with Dr. Kiri, and I recall one recently where she pointed out, no matter what bioweapons that they develop, it's never going to be anywhere near the capability of what God has created with our own immune systems. So I wouldn't want anybody to entertain a spirit of fear over this. That looked kind of like it was Craig Venter speaking. He is certainly a very dangerous individual running around out there, probably as dangerous as someone like Klaus Schwab and his self-appointed leader of the World Economic Forum gang. So, we need to be praying against these things. If they're still in fact human and they're redeemable, we've got to pray that these individuals that are pushing these bioweapons and this agenda, they need to get saved.
Yeah, they do need to get saved. Otherwise, the road to hell is going to be paved with these people, if they're people. Maybe they're hybrid reptilians. I don't know. But we're getting to our PowerPoint deck right now. And what a day of news. This is April 1st, and none of these are pranks. I'm all going to say that, people. It's supposed to be the first of the year. This is supposed to be the beginning of the Lord's year. This was April 1st was the start of the new year in the time of Jesus. All I got to say. This show is Eclipse, the great unveiling. This is going to be an unveiling of truth. There is no stopping what's coming after on April 8th or afterwards. They're going to lose because the time to strike for the Global Alliance is now. This is yours truly. You can find us on rumble.com. When decentralized.me is up and running, I'll let you know. So like I said, I thought national embassies, nation's embassies around the world were sort of the no-go zone as far as attacking, right? Here, Israel, this is not an errant strike. This is a precision strike. Destroyed the Iranian embassy in Syria. It took out Rezi Mahdavi, who's a brigadier general for the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, or the Quds Force. They took out some other, I guess, lieutenants under him. That is the Iranian flag to the left in the circle, just showing you that it's definitely, the Iranian embassy has been destroyed. We are on the brink of World War III. Don't believe me? Well, how come mainstream media is not talking about? Epoch Times reported this. As of October, a spokesman for the Department of Defense F-35 Joint Program Office told the Pentagon beat writers. So they told the Washington Post. They told writers from the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, they told all LA Times, they told them all this, that certain Air Force F-35As have been operationally certified to carry a B-61-12 thermonuclear gravity bomb, thermonuclear. So are we on the brink of nuclear war? Since this has been approved since last October, I'm going to only guess and feel very confident with this guess that the F-35s overseas right now with the United States are absolutely 110% fitted or ready with these B-61 thermonuclear gravity bombs. That's just my opinion, but that's what I feel. I have a good friend. She's a 68W. What's that? That's a Army medic. She was deployed on Good Friday overseas. So with her and other medics, make what you want of that, but things are operational. And if you haven't been deployed overseas for a couple of years and now you have, something big's coming. That's all I can tell you. I don't know. I didn't ask for any classified information. I asked where she was or anything like that. But just being deployed overseas tells me matching with Iran being struck today, matching with this story that's not reported anywhere in the mainstream news tells me a lot. We are definitely on the brink of a global conflict. Going to what Casper talked at the top of the show, CERN, absolutely. This logo is 666. It's in your face. The hole in the ground that Casper referred to is actually nicknamed Alice, as in Alice in Wonderland, as in rabbit holes, as in maybe the pit to hell, maybe where Satan has been chained, maybe where the demonic, fourth dimensional demonic forces are existing. Don't know all the answers to any of those, but it's something to consider. And so April 8, 2024, total eclipse. Well, like I reported last week, you type in 99. Why 99? Well, April 8th is the 99th day of the year thanks to a leap year. Otherwise, it's just day 98. So 99 days, you type in the first results, Noah. We're definitely living in the times of Noah. And if you go back to the Key Bridge, the one that collapsed at 1:28 in the morning, last Monday night, Tuesday morning, guess what? Type in 1:28 into the Gematria calculator, and you end up with CERN. Yep, top result. So you got no one CERN staring us in the face, just telling you. This is strange. I know upstate New York's going to have the eclipse crossing over from Ohio through New York, through the top of New England, and exits Maine. So obviously officials are worried about travelers, right? Going there to watch the eclipse. But this is real interest for New York State. No visitation at New York State prisons on the day of 2024 solar eclipse. So they're shutting down a lot. They're shutting down, they're getting trucks off the roads throughout the eclipse from Texas all the way up to Maine. They're shutting down prisons. They got states of emergency in Ohio and other places. So you got to wonder, is there some kind of globalist operation, satanic ritual operation going on? I don't know. Casper, your thoughts? We live in Florida, or, you know, you live in Southeast, you know, you live in Georgia. We're not going to get the full effect of the eclipse. We're going to get some, you know, I guess dimming or whatever, but not much. Any thoughts on all of this? I mean, in the past eclipse, we've never seen anything like this. So we have the CERN, we have NASA, we have all of these state governments coming in, activating U.S. National Guardsmen, no less. What are your thoughts on this reaction or overreaction?
Yeah, I mean, there's certainly a lot of chatter about this. You know, the Word of God tells us we're going to, you know, hear about wars and rumors of wars and famines and pestilence and bioweapons. I think that, you know, the CERN gang is obviously connected and involved in opening up portals. I remember writing about that in my book, Unmasking the Future, back in 2016 when that was published, that the head of CERN said, we might send something into another dimension, or something from another dimension may come into our dimension, which means they're really doing that. Revelation 9, you know, talks about the opening the bottomless pit, and there rose smoke out of the pit, and, you know, a great furnace, the sun, the air is darkened, you know, by reason of all the smoke from the pit. And I recall that the late celebrated British physicist, Stephen Hawking, if everybody remembers him, he expressed tremendous concern over what might happen with the experiments with CERN, and he cautioned that, you know, that the entire universe could be wiped out with their experimentations. And then recall how people like Elon Musk addressed MIT, the aeronautics, astronautics department. It was something like maybe 2014. And he said, "I, you know, with artificial intelligence, I think we're summoning demons." He also talked about how artificial intelligence is probably our biggest existential threat. So, you know, you got scientists that are who deny the creator, they're indoctrinated, they're programmed with Darwinism, they're tampering with the designs of creation itself. I mean, what could possibly go wrong with that?
Yeah, totally crazy what they're doing. And this is who we're dealing with. So we're going to get Hollywood. P. Diddy last week is Epstein Island West. Everyone in Hollywood's satanic. I got a video to go into it, so I don't have to belabor the point. But we had, of course, you know, the Biden regime doing what the Biden regime does, which is the satanic worship. And so instead of Easter Sunday or Resurrection Day, they come out with Transgender Day of Visibility. And when you know it, Kirstie Alley is most likely born a male, converted to a female at a very young age, right? Given all kinds of chemicals that turn him into a her. She is, you know, claimed to be Scientology, you know, 30 years ago. And what's really interesting is, you know, she's not alone with Scientology. You know, she got John Travolta, Tom Cruise, you know, they're all admitted, you know, that's my religion. But actually, I'm wondering if Scientology is a front or a back door to Satanology. That's what I'm going to simply call it. Are they Satanists? Well, a lot of people in Hollywood are Satanists. And I don't know the answer whether Scientology is a front or back door to Satanology, but I do know it's a front or a back door to Hollywood. That much I know. Casper, these false religions, I love it.
Yeah, well, there's quite a few of them out there. We were warned about it as well. That's why the Lord told us repeatedly not to be deceived. We think back when the supposedly World War II ended and what happened over in America with the over 1,600 German Nazi scientists and engineers and
tech
brought here in Operation Paperclip, and they're given new names and jobs of influence in government and the educational system. And along with them, we had, remember the occultist Jack Parsons in the rocket program that became known as NASA.
Yeah.
So, I mean, look where they started from. And he was involved with Thelma, which was a demonic religion that started with early 1900s with Aleister Crowley, who liked to pronounce his name cruelly, he called himself the Beast. And, he had a reputation for being one of the most hedonistic perverts in history.
Yeah.
Certainly one of the most notorious infamous sorcerers of our times. On something, you know, really strange is going on with that. I mean, I think it'd just be absolute foolishness not to be aware of what's unfolding with CERN and their dimensional portals and governments releasing classified or former classified film footage of UFOs, claiming that they're not from this world. We got craft, you know, from another world, and Senate and congressional meetings. I mean, and then remember, what was that group, the Cullen Elite, that were trying to possibly answer questions, what was going on with this?
Yeah.
You know, somehow this demonic interference, I mean, it's the same, this has been going on, they've infiltrated. I mean, you've got a one world government in operation at this point. That's the bottom line. And I think that's tapping into what we would, you know, call forbidden knowledge, the things that the Bible warns about. Not, it's an abomination to do the things that they're doing. And Parsons blew himself up, if you remember. He was working with was it L. Ron Hubbard, right? The Scientology guy.
I mean, he's
a guy that writes science fiction
writer, L. Ron Hubbard, who died mysteriously because I guess he wasn't evil enough to be the religion that Scientology became.
He starts a religion out of science fiction.
Yep.
And was it like 1946, you know, like 9 months before Hillary was born, Jack Parsons and L. Ron Hubbard were doing some sort of sex ritual, trying to conceive, a spirit-willed child from the novel that Aleister Crowley wrote called The Moon Child. So, I mean, it's like, you know, the the question, I think it begs the question, did they in fact rip a hole open in another dimension? And because right after that, in like 1947, the Roswell incident, he had what was the pilot, Kenneth Arnold, you know,
right, creation of the CIA, creation of the CDC, yep, all these death cults and all these infiltrated
Area 51
agencies.
The White House is, you know, swarming with UFOs in 1952.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on with that? I mean, you know, the Bible tells us, 2 Corinthians 11:14, you know, that don't marvel that Satan himself can transform himself into an angel of light. So I do kind of wonder, and I'd love to get your thoughts on this, like Jack Parsons, you know, blows himself up, but if in fact he opened this dimensional portal, according to the occultist, you know, the one who opened it has to close it. So could that possibly be why you see like the Gotham Tunnel opening? It was just absolutely demonic rituals, the Super Bowl rituals. In England, got the Birmingham Commonwealth Games, you know, the World Olympics and the London Olympics. Remember, they had the whole COVID mania scenario playing out. What is your take on that? I mean, is it possible they're trying to recreate some kind of ritual to communicate with the demonic, because that's the only
way? They want to go defeat God's children, and the best way to do it is get some help from the demonic. They absolutely, you know, the red heifer that's supposed to be you know, sacrificed in the next week. Well, that's interesting, because in the Bible there were 9 red heifers sacrificed already. And in fact, Jesus, not only did he update Noah's laws, and not only is Jesus the second and last covenant with God, but Jesus, from what I understand, was also the 10th red heifer sacrifice. He was supposed to be the last sacrifice. He then destroyed sin and Satan and all of that hanging on the cross and afterwards, and then resurrecting, right? Showing us the way. So the red heifer is going to be sacrificed now is not by a good group of religious people, in my opinion. I don't need to name them, but if they go through and sacrifice, you know, at the Temple Mount, is that going to open up World War III? Well, I already showed you the bombing of Iran embassy today. I showed you that the F-35s are nuclear armed, right? And now we just need the red heifer to be culled over the next 10 days, I believe, any day. Will that be the spark that triggers a worldwide nuclear war on the kinetic scale? Not biological, not information, but kinetic, where it goes beyond Ukraine and Russia. It goes beyond the Mideast and sucks the whole world into it. I don't have the answer. I'm just putting it out there, because they do want a final battle with us on Megiddo Armageddon, correct, Casper?
That is correct. I absolutely think we've been in the beginning stages of World War III for some time now.
Yep. But,
and we've had, what was the American Confederate General, Albert Pike, that wrote about the 3 world wars that they needed to, it's in the Museum of London, and people questioned, could this be valid? But I somehow he had communication skills, like, you know, we have the internet today that was it Lee, Tim Lee Bernard gave us when he was working for CERN.
Yeah.
But they have something more superior. So
they have remote viewing possibly and other things. We don't know exactly what they have, but I think they've lost the ability to remote view in the future. I really, really do. Because the timeline that they were on to take over the world has been completely disrupted by the plan, by the global alliance, and they're not going to be able to achieve Agenda 2030. Certainly that's 6 years behind, if not longer. They're not going to be able to roll out their plans. Too many of us are awake. I don't think they're going to be able to reset us, my opinion.
I hope so. That's a nice thought to contemplate. We do know that there's also that... Apophis, the asteroid that's hurling its way here, which is supposed to strike on the 13th of April, 2029. So it's not very far away. It's the size of 3 football stadiums. And if it impacts the Earth, as we think it probably will, it's possibly wormwood that we read about in Revelations, which was going to take out 1/3 of the population. So The trajectory that we're on right now, I would think anybody that's really paying attention would get yourself right with the Lord Jesus whilst you still can. I mean, now's the time of that decision. And I think a lot of people will tell you, but I'm a good person. But it doesn't
It
work.
doesn't matter if you're a good person. It doesn't matter if you pray. You got to be genuine in prayer, genuine in being remorseful of sins you committed in your lifetime. You've got to ask for forgiveness from God and from Jesus, and you've got to say no going forward, meaning no to the beast Babylon system wants to destroy you. You got to be able to no to the mandates, no to the CBDC. No to the mask if they come back. No, don't participate. You cannot, if you're in their system, you are doing, you're making it worse, not better.
I totally agree. It's a matter of forgiving all those. The Lord hung on the cross. We just had the Passover resurrection time, and to forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. They obviously have no clue to what they're doing or where they're headed.
No, it's it, and it, this has been prophesied by John on Patmos Island. He saw the visions, and he, in Revelation, and there's Daniel that ties into Revelation. So there's two different books, one Old Testament, New Testament, that all show you what's coming, and it's not pretty. And we you cannot go to bed with a Satanist and expect to be saved, or continue to do so, right? So for instance, let me be real quick here. So Playboy Bunny, we're looking at Kirstie Alley, Playboy Bunny. Well, why is that important? To Casper's point. From 107, he said the Playboy airplane of the 1960s were used out in the open, out in public, to transport these bioterror science from Nazi bioterror science from Germany around the country to black sites. That is a true story. So not only was Hugh Hefner a Satanist and a CIA operation, not only was the Playboy mansion, but the CIA also used the Playboy airplanes to transport Nazi scientists from lab to lab. These are true stories, and we have to wake up to this. This is who we're fighting. So Hollywood is an intelligence operation, a satanic pedophilia intelligence operation, but still an intelligence operation, no different than Epstein Island. Pass, let's change tunes, excuse the pun, and talk about you and your music and your work. Go ahead.
Well, we have a new album coming out that you're aware of called Immortality. It should be released on the 16th, depending on where the world is at that point.
Depending if we got internet.
Yeah, we'll see what happens, but yeah, the songs are. I find years ago somebody at an interview called me a revelation rocker because they said my music was kind of like encapsulated a sermon in 3.5 minutes of things that most pastors are not talking about. So obviously we have songs that, talking about these things that you and I are sharing about right now and the nanotechnologies and warning people through music. I find that using music could be very advantageous that way because when you learn the ABCs, you learned it with a little melody. And it's certainly the enemy's been using it for decades now in the reverse order, getting people to not aware of the spirit behind a lot of the secular music that's leading them to do things that God does not approve of, things that God calls an abomination. So we're just doing the opposite of that, trying to write songs that everything that we think, say, and do is pleasing to the Lord God.
Correct. So this is your album cover for Immortality coming out on the 16th of April, God willing. We don't know. We'll see what happens on the 8th and the fallout, if any fallout from the eclipse. This is also a wonderful picture of a lot of friends and the enemies on the bulldozer, and they're not going to be able to bulldoze us, will they?
That's the idea. We have to take the authority God has given us. And when we think about the Lord Jesus said, all power in heaven and earth has been given to me. So I'm not the best mathematician, but that doesn't leave anything for anyone else. And then he told us, but wait a minute, Luke 10:19, behold, I give unto you power over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. So instead of hiding in the cleft of the rock like the Israelites, we're supposed to go down and take out the Goliaths, take out the these people that, if they're still in fact human, that are doing these horrendous acts in the world, crimes against humanity. Expose them. Ephesians 5:11 says, expose these evil things and take our authority, pray against them.
Yep, I agree. Speaking of prayer, the reason why I'm wearing a black blazer today is because Jeff's son, Dakota Gallatin, died Friday night, like I said at the top of the show. I'm going to ask Pastor McLeod to say a brief prayer on Dakota Gallatin and Jeff's family now, and then I'll leave this GoFundMe.com link up on the show notes. So if you got the heart in you to help Jeff and his family out, to do the right thing, please do. Oh, go ahead, Casper. Please lead the way.
We pray right now, Father God, in the almighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray that we can lift up this grieving family to you in the midst of this tragedy and asking for your comforting presence to surround them in your extravagant love during this most difficult time that they're going through. May your supernatural peace, which surpasses all understanding, just fill their hearts and mind as they mourn the loss of their son, Dakota. We just thank you, Lord, that you would do something extraordinary for them, that nothing happens without your notice and good would come of this. So we just thank you right now, Father God, that you would surround them in your extravagant love and just comfort them as only you can in their time of grief, and for all the family and friends involved, comfort them as well, Lord. In Jesus' almighty name, amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Pastor. It was beautiful. Very needed. All right, so we're going to show a couple back-to-back, going back to the devil. We have to show the enemy so you really understand. You got to stop funding Hollywood. Stop voting for the Democrat Party. They're all Satanists, and I'm going to go prove it to you right now with two quick videos.
That could be good, couldn't it? Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
I'd like to, first of all, I'd like to thank Satan. I'd like to thank Louis Armstrong. I'd like to thank Neil Young. I'd like to thank the Rollins Band.
I always listen to gospel music, and my parents are both traveling ministers. And so I kind of sang about, you know, what was going on in my life at 15, and that's how I got introduced to the music industry. I swear I wanted to be like the Amy Grant of music.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out, and so I sold my soul to the devil.
It made me want to go back to Satan worship.
Well, that's, I think
it worked for me. It got me a career.
When I was 12 years old, I signed a deal with Satan in my room, and I was to...
CBS doesn't condone this.
Wait a minute. Because I wanted to get famous no matter what, and, you know, then I forgot that I had this deal with Satan and everything, and then I got really famous.
Did I sell my soul? I sold my soul for you. Now, figure that out. Tell me that I sold my soul. I sold my soul for you. Why the fuck is y'all on here if y'all think I sold my soul? Y'all coming right with me, you dummy.
Wow, Roseanne Barr. And everyone looking at her as being a light of truth in this war against Satan, no less. And here she is on the conservative side, not buying anything she's selling. I've never had her on my show. I've met her. Nice enough, but you make a deal with a devil at 12 years old, that is a real no-no for me. Go ahead, Casper.
It's just sad to see how many people have probably watched that and not understand that this is, in fact, really going on. It just seems like a joke, I'm sure, to a lot of secular minds that are not aware of interdimensional things that are happening here in their thought processes. I mean, to me, clearly, the people that have done this have destroyed a good decision maker in the frontal lobe. The Bible says that it's like they've sear their consciousness with a hot iron. They can't make good decisions. They're terrible, you know, a terrible way. I've had people in, you know, upper echelon, Pentagon, Scotland Yard that have confided things in me over the years and talked about how the pedophile rings have been, you know, influencing so much of politics. So, and obviously Aleister Crowley as well is connected with, you know, the idea of Hollywood, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah. So Aleister Crowley, it's been known, was just come out in the past week, 1904, on April 8th, of course, April 8th, Aleister Crowley claimed to have met Satan himself in some kind of whatever. I don't know if it was in a different dimension. I don't know if they met him in the room, but that is what Aleister Crowley claimed. So 120 years ago, next Monday, Crowley says he met the devil. Good for him. Satan, get behind me. I'll just follow Jesus on that, because that's much better. Let's go to politics and the devil, because that is actually going all the way back to Lady Bird Johnson. Look, they're not Texas Longhorns. They're the devil signs being shown. And I'll just play part of her funeral. But shows you that Lyndon Johnson, Lady Bird Johnson, all those scumbags that were involved in the assassination of JFK are Satanists. We're Satanists. Wow, a lot of Satanists there. The entire room at Lady Bird Johnson's funeral. I was a young kid then. Just amazing to see this. But that our government is not infiltrated like yesterday or last year or during Obama or both Bushes or even the Clintons and I. No, this goes far, far back. And it goes beyond the Johnsons, by the way. Casper, what's your reaction to this insanity?
I haven't seen that particular clip before, so that was a bit shocking to see. I think we know clearly that there's people masquerading in the churches, in the pulpits that don't belong there. And then even to our Catholic friends, I mean, every time the Pope, present Pope, opens his mouth to speak, he goes against the Holy Scriptures.
Yeah.
I think I don't know if he is trying to out for the audition for the role of the false prophet or Yuval Noah Harari, but obviously they're both applying for the job.
Yeah, unfortunately. So how do we change things? We need to save humanity. We're not going to save the most satanic or the most pedophiled at all. Like, right? There's really, I'm not even interested in that. I'm just here to wake up humanity at first that this is going on, that the vaccines were bioweapon to poison and kill everybody, that there is a depopulation gender. I'm starting like from that baseline. And then, you know, you have to get to know this. But you have a song called Higher Frequencies. I want to play part of that video now, because I think this is the way to do it. Win back the arts, win back the creativity, win back the music. No more gangster rap from the CIA. None of that stuff. We need to win it back. Let's go. Higher Frequencies, Casper McCloud Band.
Same room we grew up in, but we know we shouldn't sin.
I love the song. Very catchy. We'll have that in a show link, entire video for the audience. Talk to us about the inspiration of that song. I love how you threw the TikTok nurses in there, the World Health Organization, all the enemies of God, and that you know, the higher frequency, us human beings, we're going to recapture that love. Go ahead.
Well, that's the message of the gospel is, you know, that we operate in Christ's love. And so we're supposed to even pray for our enemies. Most of the church doesn't want to do that, but it's not a suggestion. It was a commandment. But I give unto you another commandment. Love your enemies. Bless those that persecute you. Do good to those that, you know, abuse you. So back in 2020, when, you know, COVID mania first appeared, I remember telling my church, it was in March of 2020 when this first began, and I read from Microsoft ID 2020 Alliance, and I know you're well aware of that one, where he talks about, you know, as more transactions become digital in nature, and they're built around a single global identification standard, which is supported by Microsoft, because that's, you know, the Gates of Hell Foundation's cash cow. He asked the question of who's going to govern the evolving global community. You know, and especially because non-participants in that system are not going to be able to buy or sell any goods or services. I'm looking at my church going, open your Bible to Revelation 13. It is happening right in front of you, right this moment.
It is. And in fact, Microsoft just announced last week, they're putting $100 billion investment into the other cash cow of artificial intelligence. And of course, their platform is going to be called Stargate, as in the movie, as in the demonic portal to the demonic realm. I mean, it's in our face. Just because Bill Gates resigned as chairman of the board on the 13th, Friday the 13th, 2020, when Donald Trump was in office, doesn't mean he's not involved. They're all satanic in Microsoft, in my opinion.
You know, the word of God tells us, watch, therefore, pray always that we'd be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are going to come across the earth, and, you know, that we can be with the Lord. I mean, I've said this before, but I should say it again. I think if our world's not on a direct path right now to the fulfillment of Revelation 13, well, then the only logical alternative seems you'd have to ignore that something with the most uncanny resemblance to the mark of the beast system is absolutely unfolding right in front of us today. The word of God tells us, you know, not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as some are, but exhorting one another so much more as you see the day approaching. Well, what day is approaching? The Lord's coming back. So the delusional, psychopathic, globalist, transhumanist, somehow, you know, they think they're going to bring in a new world order. That's what they're talking about, whether they call it the Great Reset or whatever name they put on it.
Yeah.
Well, the Lord is coming back, and he's going to put the world in proper order. So either, you know, you have a chance right now to decide what team you want to play on.
Yeah, and the eclipse, in my opinion, is you had a choice, right? You can continue to live and thrive for however few days are left in the beast system, because that's going to collapse, or you can come on the winning side of God and do it. Let's play a part of your promo, and I'll have this link as well, of the Cass McCloud Band, because absolutely, you got an amazing history of rock and roll going back to the 1970s. Tommy James and the Shondells.
I want you to meet the Shondells. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, the great Casper McCloud. Casper McCloud, everybody. That's every note he knows in 7 seconds. Incredible.
My Bobby Casper and Co.
Love that, Casper. I will have that link as well. Music. I have an autistic son, my audience knows, 24 years old. Dr. Harry Schneider, my son was in a program called Transcurrent Stimulation Therapy. Transcranial Stimulation Therapy. Excuse me. Been about 10 years. And it was two sponges, 9-volt battery, and they engaged him to speak, so my nonverbal son was able to read full passages slowly, but read, no problem reading at all. No one ever taught him English. He knew how to read, no issue. He knew how to speak when this was on, right? But it wear off midweek. You had to go back the next week and weekend, right? So, you can't do that program forever, but it showed the fact that my son was super intelligent. But what Dr. Harry Schneider found at Columbia University and Yale University was that the region of the brain that is unaffected by autism all the way across the spectrum is the region of brain that connects with music. If you can make an app where the parent spoke into an app, right, and out comes Julie Andrews' voice singing a direction to the son or daughter to get up and get dressed, they would actually hear you. Otherwise, your normal tone of voice, they do not hear you. And so people think autistic kids are lost in the world. They can't bring it in. But music brings it in across the board. I find that fascinating. Casper.
It is fascinating. I think it's also interesting that the Lord sends his musicians out to the front lines of battle. He's used music all along. And you see that in the Old Testament. When they engaged in warfare, they had the musicians on the front line. And to me, images of the British fife and drummer leading the way, into battle kind of seems significant now. I think not all of us are called to, fight in the infantry or ride in the cavalry, as the old, song said. But we're all of us that are in the Lord's army. We've all got an assignment here to.
We all have different skill sets and strengths. And what we have to do is take what God does often is take ordinary people, men and women, and turn them into extraordinary during extraordinary times. And we are here. I hated public speaking my entire life. all the way up until 2020 to when I realized I had so much information on the cabal, on the depopulation agenda. I realized I couldn't sit in the sidelines and just write articles. I had to join the fight and become a digital host. I've only been a digital host for 4 years. So decades before that, I hated public speaking, really disliked it. Probably because my parents were Norwegian and I grew up in America and my parents spoke half Norwegian, half English growing up. So my English wasn't great as a, in my first 20 years, but I've had time to catch up and I had a Lord behind me. So things worked out. Let's talk about the movie Noah's Eclipse coming out. I called you up last Thursday. I asked if any outside chance you might be able to produce a song for the eclipse. I had zero time in putting together all these different segments and interviews. So I, for the first time ever, and I've written poetry and music before, I've talked about lyrics before, 30 years ago and stuff, I've done it. But I realized I didn't have, there wasn't a day in my time to go do it. So I went to AI, it produced whatever, I gave some prompts, right? Noah, this, that, and it produced a very kind of laborious language, which is not really musical. I sent it to Casper, Casper's like, okay, you ditched that. You came up with some very simple, and you said something very important to me. You said, AI is good, but it's not human, right? It doesn't have the heart and soul behind it. It doesn't, and music needs simplicity, and it really needs a connection, and AI can't do that. So you toss that aside, you come up with your own lyrics. You actually got inspired. You wrote like a rough cut that night. It was amazing. I loved it. The next day, rough cut too. And then eventually you got your violinist, Renee, to join in. And then you got your mixer, Tom, in. And now you got a finished product. And for the audience, I'd like to play maybe 2 minutes of it, but I want you to talk about it first. Go ahead. Talk about the song.
Well, yeah, when I got the text from you, I already started composing the song before I responded to you. Even before I saw your AI, I just started putting it together in my head. I thought, because I'm right in the middle of getting ready to go do a conference with you, the Watchmen, and I was thinking, yeah, I don't have time. But for you, the Lord said, do this for him. So we just put that together and talking about the eclipse and like hearing it from our lips, it just kind of came together pretty quickly. And I'm really quite pleased with it. Yeah, you're right. Our engineer, Nick Smike, got behind it because normally we can't do it so quickly.
Yeah.
Within 2 days, we had a finished product for you.
It was amazing. And the eclipse is the 8th. And this is really not for Grundvig, Casper, right? This is, and my documentary is not for me or Casper. This is for you, the audience, and for you, the viewer. So you can share it because we have a lot of biblical passages. We have a lot of analysis in there. You can use it to wake up neighbors and people that are still on the fence, like what's going on. This might help them in a great way. This is what it's about. Let me play 2 minutes of the song, if I can. We'll see how Zoom behaves. And then, no, it doesn't look like, I don't think I can play compute audio. Let me find out here. Nope, doesn't look like I can play it. So you're gonna have to wait for it. But some of your lyrics are amazing. Like ancient manuscripts, obviously referring to the Bible and stuff like that, were just loved it. Just amazing how fast you came up with it.
It's generally, I pray and then I play. That's just the way we do it. So it's just, think about this too, in the Old Testament, the Lord said he actually sings over us. He rejoices with us with singing. I think a lot of people kind of miss that idea, but the Lord actually, it's just like, how we sing over a baby. It's a personal thing. We're just comforting that infant, and moms and dads will sing to that child. And I think it's the same thing, the Lord singing over us. In fact, I think it's so important that, especially as we just went over the Passover resurrection weekend here, a lot of people miss that. The most significant moments there, before the Lord went out to be crucified for our sins, he got the original disciples together and said, let's sing a hymn together.
Wow. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Mark 14, somewhere in there. It's obviously, important to the Lord. Music's an important part of communicate. And you're right. I mean, we can communicate. It's like a universal language.
It is. Very, very interesting. Casper, thank you very much. I look forward to the document coming out, your song being shared with the world. Thank you. Have a good April and whatever you do on your tour. And I will make it up to Atlanta to attend one of your church sermons. Probably in the beginning of May, I think, is the most realistic time, but I look forward to that.
I look forward to seeing you. And I just want to let everybody know, I think you're one of the most important voices out there right now. And I'm so grateful that the Lord is using you the way he is. So
thank you, Casper. I'm very humbled by that statement. Thank you. Take care, everybody.